So I have with me Andrew Mitchell, from a Conservative MP from Sutton Coldfield. So, Andrew, my first question is, what do you think the biggest challenges facing students are?
Well, when I was at university, the challenges were completing the work, enjoying your social life, and making ends meet. And I doubt they've changed very much since I was a student.
What about the £9,000 tuition fees? Do you think that's a hindrance towards students?
Well, it's certainly... I feel a sort of sense of guilt in a way, because when I was at university, I got a grant, and whereas now you have to take on considerable amounts of debt. But the evidence in terms of students wanting to go to university is that this is not proving to be a barrier, since more people have applied to go to university this year than before. So it isn't proving to be a barrier, and it is a way of ensuring that universities are financed and that they can deliver the best possible education and life at university. And I'm very much opposed to the Labour proposal of reducing the figure to 6,000 without explaining where the extra money will come from, because that is another recipe for Labour chaos.
Okay. And on Wednesday, it was announced that the number of people out of work in the UK has fallen by 97,000, with unemployment now standing at 5.7%, which is good. However, youth unemployment has stagnated at 16.2%. Does this still mean that the long-term economic plan is working?
It does, but it means we need to do more. And I'm very keen, as I said tonight, to ensure that everyone leaving school, every student leaving university, is either in a job, is either earning, or is learning. And, you know, youth unemployment over the last 5 years in my constituency has come down by nearly half, which is a very good result. But as you rightly say, there is still more to do, and we must do it.
So you've explained what you do. So what do you believe the Conservative chances are of winning the next election?
I think that when people are faced with a choice between the Conservative long-term economic plan and a Labour policies or a Labour government, which would lead to economic chaos and great risk for all the gains that we have made, I believe that people will vote Conservative and will vote for that long-term economic plan.
And my final question, which policies will be the main focal point for the Conservative campaign leading up to the general election?
I think we've announced six areas we're particularly keen on. I think that, you know, the sorting out the economy, protecting pensioners, ensuring that those with the broadest shoulders bear the largest part of the burden of bringing down the deficit and then eventually the debt burden. I think that tackling, continuing to support the National Health Service, building on our school reforms, making sure we tackle immigration, these are all important policy areas.
All right, thank you very much.